Yeah, my name's Dennis Chilcote, and I'm an instructor, part-time instructor here at the North House Folk School, and I teach broom making and basketry, birch bark and black ash basketry. Well, I'm primarily a woodworker turned basket maker, but still a woodworker, so I combine woodworking and basket making as my primary craft, although I still engage in a lot of woodworking activities. But I've been interested in nature craft all my life, and I've been doing woodworking all of my life too. So it's just a natural sort of progression for me to put the two of them together and do what I enjoy doing. I think I've gotten into any of the woodworking or any other craft work that I've gotten into is because it attracts me visually in some way. And like the pattern that you see in baskets and weaving and just the way things go together and the way they look when they come together. I like the look of birch bark, and I like what you can do with it. I like the look of a good woven black ash basket. I was born and raised in the town of Virginia, Minnesota. So 100 miles west of here. So I had a grandfather. My grandfather, my father's side. He hunted deer for the lumber camps early on in Minnesota's history. So he was a woodsman all of his life, and he just filled me with stories of the wild wilderness. And that just kind of sticks with you. And my grandfather on my other side was a cabinet maker, so I had that woodworking sort of heritage and that woodsman sort of heritage, and they came together in me and expressed themselves in this woodworking and woodcraft area. In the work that I do, you like to think that you honor your ancestors as well, and you show them some respect and express the kind of work ethic and attitude that they had and do some of the things that they enjoyed doing. So, you know, if they looked at your work, they'd say they would be happy. Personally, I think it's a personal satisfaction to, and maybe in some ways that's all it is for me, is a personal satisfaction that I still have the skills and ability to do things the way my ancestors did them and to do them well. We as humans are extremely clever, and we've discovered how to do a lot of things really, really well. And just from a historical point of view, it's sad to see that disappear. And you can look back through history, and there are many things humans have done in the past, done really well, and very, very complex things that today we don't have a clue how they pulled it off. You know, they figured out how to do something and did it well for a while, and then that knowledge was lost and it hasn't been reclaimed. And so you'd like to leave a record of the clever things that we did for future generations. For me, at least, I think that's important. And what I like about the folk school is, again, their focus on traditional crafts. That's really why I'm here. Is that their goal is so much in line with what my goals are. And then I get to meet some really good instructors also that are all very talented, and so I'm learning from the other instructors who are here as well, seeing how they do things and how they work and what sort of skills they bring to this organization and how we can, as a group, preserve traditional craft. So I'm involved in the process, not only practicing, but preserving it. And I like to be in that process.